How to increase sales in business. That's what you came here looking for. And I've got the 6 steps to doing that. Plus, I've got a killer secret in step number 7 that you're not going to want to miss. Join me for this episode of The Inside BS Show. Hi, my name is Dave Lorenzo, and this is a video on how to increase sales in business. That's what I do here. Now, you're visiting me here on my YouTube channel, and there are over 600 videos about how to increase sales in business. Today, I'm going to give you 6 specific steps you can follow to increase sales in business right away. I'm also going to give you a 7-step, a killer secret that you're not going to want to miss. At the end of the video, this secret will be revealed, and you're going to love it. All right, let's dive right into the content. Step number 1 for how to increase sales in business. Do some Facebook or Google advertising. That's right. This is the fastest way to increase sales in your business. Facebook and Google advertising can be highly targeted. And for years before there was any such thing as pay-per-click advertising, I worked with clients and we would have to go through a huge trial and error process to make sure their advertising was effective, to make sure it was efficient, and to make sure they got the results they were looking for when they placed their ad. Now, one of the things that the internet has done, one of the things that social media has done, one of the things that Google has done, is they've allowed us to target very specific people with our advertising. So if you know who your ideal client is, and you're ready, willing, and able to target your ideal client with $1,500, $2,000, $5,000 in Facebook or Google advertising, you can do some really good testing of ad messages, do really good testing of the creative aspects of your ad, and then if the ads are successful, you can run them to broader audiences. Do a $500 test on a message and a video, or a message and a picture in Facebook ads or in Google ads. And if it works well, triple that advertising to $1,500. If it continues to provide you with a positive return on your investment, then increase it to as much as you can until it stops providing a positive return on investment. Step 1, Facebook and Google advertising to your ideal client. This is a way to increase sales in business. Step 2, LinkedIn outreach. Go to your LinkedIn profile and look at the people who you're connected to. Then, if they have their contacts open and available to view, look at all the people that they know. Ask them to make introductions, or go to your target companies on LinkedIn and reach out to people on LinkedIn, 5 or 10 people a day in cold LinkedIn outreach. Is this successful? Yes, it's successful about 10 to 15% of the time. If you email via LinkedIn 100 people a week, you're going to get 15 to 20 new connections. Those are 15 or 20 people you can pitch on your services. Step number 3 is cold email. Similar to what you're doing on LinkedIn, you can reach out to people in target companies and send them a personalized cold email. Again, limit this to 10 or 15 personalized cold emails a day. Your goal should be to do 100 a week. If you do 100 a week, cold email is not as effective as LinkedIn, but you'll still get between 1 and 5% response rate. 1 and 5% of the people will be interested in what you have to say. So that's 5 new people every week you could reach out to and connect with and get an appointment to speak with and deliver a sales presentation. Step number 4 in how to increase sales in business is speaking. Reach out to trade associations where your best clients are members and offer to deliver speeches to those trade associations. Your ability to get in front of an audience and speak is directly proportionate to the amount of clients you will sign up, because if you can use the leverage of speaking to get in front of 100 people or 200 people or 300 people over the course of a month, that's another 30, 40, or 50 leads you can source just from speaking alone. So if your ideal client is, let's say, a financial advisor, go to the local chapter of the National Association of Financial Advisors and offer to deliver an educational speech to them. If your ideal client is a lawyer, reach out to the local bar associations and deliver talks to the local bar associations. If your ideal client is a plumber, go to the International Association of Plumbers, look for the trade association in your state, offer to deliver a speech to that group. Speaking to those audiences is a phenomenal way to develop more leads, and it's also a great way to increase sales in your business. Step number five in how to increase sales in business is a direct mail sequence. I want you to source a list of people who are just like your ideal clients. So let's use the plumbing example. If your ideal client is a plumber, you can get a list of plumbers in your state. So let's say you're in the state of Wisconsin. You can get a list of all the licensed plumbers in Wisconsin, and you can mail them a letter offering to have them come to a webinar you're doing on how to get clients as a plumber. You should send these letters in a three-letter sequence. So start 8 weeks before the event, and every 2 weeks, send them a different letter. This would be three letters, and then in the last two-week block, do a phone call. So letter one goes at week 8, letter two goes at week 6, letter three goes at week 4, and then a phone call 2 weeks out before your event. What you're doing with this direct mail sequence and then your phone call at the end is you're inviting them to attend your webinar. This direct mail sequence is powerful because nobody's sending direct mail anymore. If you send it three times, you'll get a good response your first time, and then your second and your third letter will get the same amount of response as your first. Those are rules of thumb. Direct mail works. Invite people to attend a webinar using a direct mail sequence. Step number six. This is an event you host yourself. Now, you just heard me talk about a webinar. You can also do an executive breakfast. You can invite the CEOs of your ideal prospects to come to a breakfast that you host at a fancy restaurant or hotel. At this breakfast, you're going to facilitate discussions among the group about important pressing topics of the day. This event is powerful because the people who are in the room are going to be sharing best practices. They're going to be talking about things they want to work on in their business, and they're going to be exchanging ideas. You'll be asking the questions. You'll give some insight and some brilliance during the time that you're facilitating the event. And you're going to find that people will give you a high degree of credibility. They'll attribute a very high degree of credibility to you for organizing the event and facilitating the discussion. They will perceive you as an expert just for facilitating the discussion. This is powerful. This is valuable. Host your own events. Host an executive breakfast or a learn at lunch. You will do very well, and you will go very far in increasing sales in your business. Now, I promised you a killer secret in step number seven. I'm going to get to that right now. Before I do, I want to offer you the opportunity to get your own customized marketing plan. I call this a revenue roadmap, and all you need to do is scroll down to the description of this video. You'll see there text that says a free gift from Dave, and below that there's a URL, a website, and it says revenueroadmapguide.com. Follow that web address, revenueroadmapguide.com. Go to that website, enter your contact info. You'll be able to download a 27-page marketing plan that you customize for your business. It's a turnkey solution to help you increase sales in your business right now. Do this. It's a free gift from me. I thank you for watching these videos. Okay, we're up to step seven. This is a killer secret. And step seven is form a strategic alliance. If you want a shortcut to increase sales in your business, form a strategic alliance with someone else who's targeting the same clients you're targeting. So if you and a banker are targeting the same group of people, let's say you're all targeting, again, plumbers, you and the banker can set up an event together. You do half the talking, the banker does half the talking at an educational event, and you invite everyone from your list, the banker invites everyone from his list, and you both get to market to each other's audiences. This is powerful because you immediately double the size of the group that you can sell to. You can do the same thing with direct mail. You mail to the banker's list, the banker mails to your list, and you both have the opportunity to double the size of your audience. You can do the same thing with LinkedIn outreach. You go through the banker's LinkedIn contacts, give him 20 people that you want him to introduce you to this week. He gives you the 20 contacts from your LinkedIn profile that he wants to meet, and you work together. This killer secret is called a strategic alliance. I want you to do this first. Do step 7 first. This is the first step in the process because it doubles your audience and it costs you nothing more to do. My name is Dave Lorenzo. This has been a video on how to increase sales in business. To watch another great video in this series, just go to the link below. You'll see a video right below me right now. Click on that video. I'll see you in the next video. See you there. Click it now, please. Right now. Click it. You know you want to.